The nonpartisan Wisconsin Legislative Audit Bureau has released its audit of the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation. This audit was released as Report 19-6 on May 10, 2019. The following are the report highlights. 2011 Wisconsin Act 7 created the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation, or WEDIC, as the state's lead economic development organization. WEDIC became fully operational in July 2011. Statutes require WEDIC to develop and implement economic development programs to provide support, expertise, and financial assistance to businesses that are investing and creating jobs in Wisconsin, as well as programs that support new business startups and business expansion and growth in the state. WEDIC may also develop and implement any other programs related to economic development. Although WEDIC is not a state agency, it is funded primarily with state funds. In fiscal year 2018, WEDIC administered 30 economic development programs that provided grants, loans, tax credits, and other assistance to businesses, individuals, local governments, and other organizations. Statutes require the Legislative Audit Bureau to conduct biennially a financial audit of WEDIC and a program evaluation audit of WEDIC's economic development programs. To complete our fourth biennial audit, we analyzed WEDIC's administration and oversight of its programs in the first 6 months of fiscal year 2019, the results achieved by WEDIC's programs through fiscal year 2018, and WEDIC's revenues and expenditures, as well as certain financial management issues. Program administration. In fiscal year 2018, WEDIC allocated an estimated $3.1 billion in tax credits to businesses and individuals. It awarded $25.6 million in grants and $4.5 million in loans to businesses, local governments, and other organizations, and it authorized local governments to issue $65.7 million in bonds to finance economic development projects. We assessed WEDIC's administration of its programs during the first 6 months of fiscal year 2019. We found that WEDIC had improved a number of aspects of its program administration since our last audit, which was published as Report 17-9, and had complied with most of our recommendations related to program administration. For example, our file review found that WEDIC complied with its policies when executing grant contracts. WEDIC collects repayments of the loans it administers. The potentially uncollectible balance of loans with repayments 90 days or more past due decreased from $11 million in December 2016 to $7.6 million in December 2018. This decrease occurred largely because WEDIC wrote off and forgave loans, even though new loans became 90 days or more past due during this two-year period. We found that WEDIC awarded $462,000 in tax credits for creating jobs to one recipient that created no jobs, but instead lost 17 jobs. As of February 2019, WEDIC had not revoked these tax credits, even though the contract ended in October 2017. We found that WEDIC did not consistently comply with statutes and its contracts because it awarded tax credits to recipients that created or retained jobs filled by individuals who did not perform services in Wisconsin or were non-Wisconsin residents. For example, it relied on its written procedures to award one recipient $61,100 in enterprise zone tax credits for creating 261 jobs filled by individuals who lived in 36 states not contiguous with Wisconsin. Statutes require WEDIC to annually and independently verify information submitted by a sample of award recipients. Verifying this information is intended to allow WEDIC to determine, for example, the extent to which recipients actually created or retained jobs. We found that WEDIC did not comply with statutes because it completed only one verification effort over the two-year period from January 2017 through December 2018. In November 2018, WEDIC completed a verification effort for fiscal year 2017, and it paid a consultant $51,400 to help conduct this effort. The consultant reported to WEDIC that it was unable to verify all of the information related to jobs that 14 of 125 award recipients claimed to have created or retained. Program results. Wiedek indicated that 436 awards, totaling $130.7 million, ended from fiscal year 12 through fiscal year 18. Wiedek cannot know how many jobs were actually created or retained as a result of the awards that ended, in part because it did not collect sufficient jobs-related information from recipients. Wiedek's information indicated that recipients of 68 tax credit and loan awards that ended from fiscal year 2012 through fiscal year 2018 created 2,084 of 5,970 contractually required jobs, or 34.9%. Its information indicated that 60 such recipients retained 7,806 of 13,272 contractually required jobs, or 58.8%. When Wiedek closed awards that involved job creation or retention, it could have revoked $414,400 in previously awarded tax credits, and it could have required loan recipients to repay $4 million. These taxpayer funds could then have been used to support other projects. Wiedek should improve how it assesses the results of its programs, including by annually determining the extent to which recipients created or retained contractually required jobs for all awards that it made and that ended. Wiedek should then use this information to consider changes to its program policies and make more informed decisions about future awards. Program accountability. Statutes require Wiedek's governing board to report to the legislature annually by October 1st on each program administered in the prior fiscal year. We reviewed the October 2018 report and the online data that accompany the report and show the results of certain awards. We found that Wiedek removed from the online data information about the extent to which the recipients of awards that it closed a year or more earlier had achieved contractually required results, such as the numbers of jobs created or retained. At the time of our audit, the online data no longer included the results of 392 awards that Wiedek had closed. Financial management. Wiedek's cash and investment balance increased from $69.9 million as of June 30, 2016, to $77 million as of June 30, 2018. We reviewed selected administrative expenditures and found that Wiedek did not consistently maintain sufficient documentation to demonstrate compliance with its procurement policy. Recommendations. We include recommendations for Wiedek or its governing board to report to the Joint Legislative Audit Committee by October 31, 2019 and February 3, 2020 on efforts to improve administration of tax credit, grant, and loan programs, assessment of program results and closure of awards, reporting of program results, and financial management. Issues for legislative consideration. The legislature could consider modifying statutes to require Wiedek to award tax credits through the Business Development Tax Credit Program for jobs filled only by individuals performing services in Wisconsin, allow Wiedek to use the wages a recipient paid in a contract's base year when awarding tax credits through the Enterprise Zone Program to recipients that retain jobs, require the governing board to separately report on the extent to which award recipients created and retained contractually required jobs, require the governing board to separately report on the results of awards that ended, specify that funding be provided to Wiedek based on Wiedek's actual needs, and specify that funds in the state's Economic Development Fund cannot be encumbered for purposes of paying Wiedek. For more information on this and other publications of the nonpartisan Wisconsin Legislative Audit Bureau, please visit our website at www.legis.wisconsin.gov/lab.